Well, I don't know. Is it on or off right now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's take it off just a minute.
Well,
of course, when this was in 1928, I remember that, they dedicated the fellowship hall at the Methodist Church. They built that fellowship hall. And of course, now they've built the new Methodist Church, and the Catholic Church was a little old church up where...
Rebuilt, sir.
Oh, yeah, completely rebuilt.
Was it in the same location?
Yes, same location. And the Lutheran Church was completely rebuilt. Presbyterian Church has been renovated, but it's the same original structure. The same with the Baptist Church. They've all stayed pretty much the same, as I recall it.
Which your church?
Methodist Church.
Methodist Church.
Yeah.
And your father and mother were married in the Methodist Church, and we were married there, and our daughter was married there.
My mother graduated from Northville High School in 1912.
What was her name?
Leota Canyon, K-E-N-Y-O-N. And then my dad, I don't think he graduated here. I think he went to business school in Detroit or something. But in any event, Gene had a pin when we lost it. That was my mother's. Said 1912. Remember your 1912
pin? Yes.
It fell off.
Sad.
You know.
Yeah.
And I've already given you that about the snow.
All right.
Well, my great-grandfather was instrumental in splitting Northville Township and Plymouth Township out of the combined township. Mm-hmm. So each of them are one-half the size. Mm-hmm. They're 18 square miles instead of 36 square miles, yeah. I think.
Why did they split, do you think? Do you know?
I don't remember. Now, this was about Mr. Amlin. There's those school board members that I mentioned. Now that, you've probably seen that in the Northville Record. But that was about Russ Amlin. Must have been when he retired.
And this is Dr. Alexander. He was a dentist, and you remember Lou Engel. Lou and Ed Engel.
Yes, sure.
They're both gone now.
Yeah.
But
they're dead?
Louise's dead.
Yeah.
I wrote an old cousin of mine, of my dad's, who's still alive.
Fred Light.
And he sent me those prints along with a letter.
Oh, here's Ida B. Cook right here. She she was, and this lady right here was, these are all the teachers. Oh, here's Mrs. Chapman.
Here's another one.
Remember Chapman? Mm-hmm. But Miss Palmer was the Latin. And French teacher, and she was very crippled by
Iom. She was a librarian then later.
Yes.
Amber Enterprises. Hi, Rick.
And there's Thad Knapp right there, and Mr. Emmerman.
Well,
Thad Knapp. You were talking about
the opera.
I'd like to hear about the opera house.
Well, you know, the opera house, of course, was no longer in use when we were youngsters, but my mother and her sister did perform there at one time in the distant past. But I remember of, again, probably if you'd call it breaking in, and going, as I recall, the stage was upstairs on the second floor, and there were, you know,
the lower floor were shops and so forth.
Yeah, and there were big curtains, or, you know, the stage curtains, I remember. And it was...
Jack Hoffman's book has pictures taken inside that.
Oh, does he?
Oh,
I didn't
I have the book, too, but oh, I didn't remember.
I think they're taken from Ford's archives. If Henry Ford was dying to get his hands on that building and move it to Greenfield Village.
I know.
And the fellow that owned it refused to sell it to the Ford.
I can't believe it.
Well, Henry, of course, used to drive out here. He was out here almost weekly, yeah. Drove around, and my father knew him a little bit because of he had a business. And although I don't recall that he ever sold anything to the Ford Motor Company, they at least became associated through their business connections.
Well, where was Sam Pickard's meat
that
market?
That was in the Opera House. On
that
the first
was in
floor.
The Opera House, and you would walk in the Opera House, and there'd be the what kind of ravelings on the
wood shavings
on the floor, and he would have his meat. You'd get a pound of hamburger for 10 cents or something.
I imagine Dr. Acheson probably told you, but you know, Gene and I lived above the office when he was a young practicing physician.
Oh, in the place on the corner?
Yes.
Of Dunlap and...
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It later became, it was a hospital when Gene was a girl, and her father was a doctor, and her mother was a nurse, and they had a pretty good-sized hospital, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then?
And we would have the surgeon come out there, and they would operate and do all kinds of, deliver babies and everything else there, you know.
And then Russell had his practice, but there weren't any... There weren't all the hospitals around that there are. And any accidents that took place on Grand River between Brighton and Redford, they'd bring them through his office, and he'd work them over and fix them up, you know. And Freddie Castline's ambulance was just running all the time to Grand River accidents and bringing them in here. Another thing, the main road coming in from Novi came straight down and curved around by the cider mill.
Right, right.
And there used to have a lot of accidents there. That was a sharp curve.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a railroad track.
Through traffic all that time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a railroad track there. We had lots of accidents where cars were hit by trains because you crossed the old blacktop.
We first visited Northville. We could better than through there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if anybody was going out 8 Mile, they had to come right through town, go up and go out Randolph. They'd come right down here, baseline, turn, go up center.
Randolph.
Yeah. And if they came 7 Mile, they went through town and around Rogers and out. That's all they had.
This is sort of the dam. They around and went out again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, he didn't bother me.